Well, good morning to every one of you for Sunday, May the 23rd. So glad you could join us. A couple of announcements, just a reminder of our Zoom get-togethers, Mondays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock, our prayer times at 2 p.m. on Monday and 7 o'clock on Friday here at the church. Ladies are invited to join our ladies' group at 10 a.m. on Wednesday. And just a reminder that we have the Daily Bread devotional booklets for June, July, and August available at the church. You can come by and pick one up. And also, just a quick update on the baby bottle campaign. And if you've had a chance to coordinate with the Envisage group, I know they are thrilled at how things are going for them. And we have some pictures from a very special day yesterday for Carl's 75th birthday. And so there's the young couple. And congratulations, Carl. And we may you be blessed this year. We have some folks celebrating birthdays this upcoming week. Sheila has her birthday on the 24th. And Anne has her birthday on the 28th. Also now would like to update you on some of the notes for prayer and also for praise. Crystal is still having issues with her hip, and Monica is still also having some pain issues with her hip, and Crystal's sister's eyes are still giving her vision problems. We also want to pray for Paul. He is in quite an exhausted state, he and Dorothy certainly need our prayers these days, so please remember them. And Monica, her temple is healing well. A little update on Steve, Bob's great nephew, this gentleman that fell the 11 stories down the elevator shaft. His memory now is getting better. His speech has improved so much that now everyone can understand him. And while he is doing intense physio and suffering a lot of pain, the reality is that he broke 27 bones in his body and he did have a brain injury. So this young man has made remarkable progress, and the Lord has definitely been working in his life. So as we start into our day today, let's open with prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have to be together, although not physically together. We know that where you are here with us, whether we're in our homes or in our cars, wherever we are. And Lord, I just pray your blessing on each and every person. May they sense your presence, not only today, but in this new week. And Father, I just pray for all the particular needs that have been expressed, those who need prayer for Crystal and Monica, for Paul and Dorothy, and Crystal's sister. And Lord, the obvious miracle of the continued recovery of Steve, thank you for what you're doing for this young man. And we pray for Sheila and Ann as they have their birthdays this week, that you would bless them. And for all that you have done in our lives, thank you again for forgiving us of our sin through Christ and the freedom we have to live our lives knowing that you lead and you're guiding us. Pray for great peace and comfort for each and every person this week. And of course, freedom from fear. Remind us that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And so, Father, in the excitement and activity of this upcoming week, we trust that you will go before us and guide us in all that we do, in all that we think, and all that we say. And we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Well, good morning on this May 23rd. A couple of things just to quickly remind you of. Don't forget the baby bottle campaign for Envisage. And it's exciting to hear the reports as the support is coming in for them. We have a picture here of a young man, Carl, who had his 75th birthday the other day, and he and Judy were so thrilled as we did a drive-by. Also want to let you know that we have the Daily Bread devotional booklets. If you would like a copy, we can make those available to you. And for those of you that have been following the saga of this young man, Steve, who fell down the 11 stories in the apartment, we have the good news. Even though he broke 27 bones and had a brain injury, he's now talking coherently, and with intense physio, he is really recouping well, walks with a cane, And so it's marvelous what the Lord has done for him. I want to talk to you today on the topic, what am I to do? And I don't know about you, but very often I find myself in situations where the scenarios or things that are going on, I don't know what to do in them. I don't know how to find a solution. I don't know how to bring closure. And I find it's very easy to move into a panic mode or a hyperventilation mode. Sometimes even cry. Sometimes, obviously, to worry. Even at times get incredibly angry. Or become emotionally numb in the situation because cannot make a decision. I think of a situation where I had one of the lights come on the dashboard of my car, and you can relate to this, I'm sure. And, of course, had no way of fixing it. Took it into the local dealership. They couldn't fix it, and so didn't know what to do. The dealer that we bought the car from, Owen Sound, is quite a ways away. And so what I did was, my indecision, I took a little sticker and I stuck it on the light on the dashboard so at least I didn't have to look at the light. Didn't matter, though. I knew the light was on behind the sticker. And so for weeks, I rode around, and it had to do with the all-wheel drive element of the car, and it was in the wintertime, rather worried about it. Didn't know what to do. And then I got a recall notice to take our vehicle in, and so I made an appointment to go into Owen Sound. And while I was there, I mentioned that this particular light was on, and the service manager said, "We will find out what the problem is." Sure enough, several hours later, the mechanic came back with a picture on his camera. It showed a little broken wire just above the differential. And they fixed that, and of course, the light went off. I took the sticker off. But it was a moment of indecision. And I think you and I, as I've said many times, we're 2 seconds in every decision for faith or fear. And the reality is, what do we do? What do we do when we have the initial reality? Because what we do in the immediate says a lot about what's going to happen in the long term. And so the question is, of course, do we immediately go to our Heavenly Father and ask for His help? David, I think, articulates it so well in Psalm 62. "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From Him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken." And so the first thing I would propose as I'm working through this, as you are, is calm down. Just take a breath. Breathe. Calm down. As David said in Psalm 34, "I sought the Lord, and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears." And in that same chapter of Psalm 34 and verse 7, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them." So calm down and focus on the Lord. The second thing is, I think we need to be really specific. If we're going to go to the Lord and speak to the Lord, then we need to be specific. Not that He doesn't already know what we're dealing with. He knows everything better than even we know. But I think Paul is right in Philippians when he says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." It's funny how often we would think of phone a friend faster than we would talk to the Lord or talk to a family member. It says, "Let your requests be made known to God." Because why? Peter said it. "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their prayer. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil." And again, back to Psalm 34, David says, "The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous. His ears toward their cry. And when the righteous cry for help," in verse 17, "the Lord hears and delivers them out of" how many? "All their troubles." Now, that doesn't mean we don't have to go through the issue. That doesn't mean we don't have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death or whatever the scenario we're going through. There's a time where the Lord is working. We have to trust Him because His timing is perfect. And maybe it's not what we would think would be our timing, but God knows. And as John writes, "And we know that God hears us in whatever we ask, and we know that we have the request that we have asked of Him." And so in all of this, I trust that you are drawing closer to the Lord as the ongoing stresses of what we're going through continue. And the third thing is, I think we need to ask for wisdom. I think a lot of times we feel we can do things on our own, or we'll figure it out. And men are notorious for this. Men are notorious for never reading the instructions. Men, I know what I'm doing, and then you end up with four extra bolts, and you go, I guess they gave me too many. No. Go back to whatever the source is and read the instructions. Read the source book that God wrote. Ask for wisdom. And James said it very clearly. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to everyone, to all, without reproach, it will be given him. You know, it's interesting. I came across the following article about General Eisenhower. And as you know, he was the commander of the Allied forces for D-Day in 1944. And as far as making decisions, I can't think of another man who had a more responsible position, because he had to contemplate which date to send the troops over the English to the, across the English Channel, and depending on what he chose, could mean the loss of thousands of lives at the last minute if he had gotten it wrong. He was the only man who could make the decision of when they were to go, and he knew it. And this is what he said. Looking back on it, I knew I did not have the required wisdom and turned to God. I asked him to give me wisdom. I yielded myself to him, and he gave me clear guidance. He gave me insight to see what was right, and God endowed me with the courage to make my decision. And finally, God gave me peace of mind in the knowledge that having been guided by him to a decision, I could leave the results to him. That's General Eisenhower said that. Ask for wisdom. And fourth, I think we need to let God show us what he wants to accomplish, or he wants to be accomplished. I think very much we plan our days and we have things in order and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Proverbs, Solomon says in chapter 16 and verse 9, the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord establishes his steps. How many times have we sensed that? Doors open, doors closed. God has a plan and purpose, far bigger picture than we can imagine. And back to David in Psalm 37, the steps of a man are established by the Lord. When he delights in his way, though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. So even in decision, we may have a falling or a slipping, but who holds our hand? The Lord does. And it's interesting, in the last chapter of John, after all that Peter went through, denying Christ three times, and then the miraculous fish being hauled in, and the fire prepared, and Jesus and Peter having a discussion, you know, do you love me, do you love me, do you love me? And then he says to Peter, literally, the reality is, follow me. Of course, then he turned to the other and saw the disciple who Jesus loved, so that's John, and he said to him, Lord, what about this man? And Jesus said to him again, if it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. And I think there's a lot to be said for, are we really ultimately obeying the Lord in all that we're doing? I think back to the issue of the car. God knew eventually one day I had to go to Owen Sound. There was a date selected, a time selected. Jane and I drove out to Owen Sound. I had the dealership look at my car, and then as I think back on that day, the opportunities I had to talk to people in the waiting room, staff in the building, and of course, a great appreciation for the fact that these mechanics and people are able to do things and help me in ways that I couldn't even help myself. And again, appreciation for all people that do help us. And so, what does the Lord want to accomplish? More than maybe just the solution of the individual situation. He's got great plans for you and I, and a scope beyond to see what people are going through and how we can help. The reality is, I think if the Lord is really allowed to do what he wants to accomplish, our prayer needs to be, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so I would encourage you this week to step out boldly in the power and in the leading of our Heavenly Father. And so I want to give you the benediction that I think is very poignant at this moment out of Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so I would like to pray for you today. Father, as we head into this week, there's going to be situations that will baffle us. There will be situations that will confuse us. There will be situations that will encourage us. There will be other situations of which we feel we have no solution and have no way of getting closure. And so, Father, my prayer is that you would work in our lives as we allow you to, that we would be calm, that we would fear not, that we would seek your wisdom and understanding in the situation and knowledge of what to do or to be patient, that we would also remind us that you're accomplishing great things through our lives. And so we need to know that you are helping us and we can trust you for those things. And so in all of these things, Lord, would you continue to help us? May we continue to be specific in how we pray and make our requests known to you. And Lord, my prayer is that in walking with you this week, we'll be more bold than ever in our faith. We'll be more bold in just our determination to be ambassadors for you in the midst of a dying world. And so, Lord, thank you for, again, challenging us to stay focused on what really matters in our relationship with you and ultimately then in serving out in the world. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.